Hallelujah. Because I'm really soft-spoken. Does everybody have a handout? Everybody have a pen? So let's open our Bibles together to 2 Peter chapter 1 tonight. We're talking about hearing the voice of God. And this is really interesting. It says 17, but I want to begin to read with verse number 16. It says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we were made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well to, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." And one of the things, the first thing I want to talk to you about is the false prophet and the vision of them being in the darkness. In darkness. It's kind of interesting in the word, the prophet Micah in Micah chapter 3. Micah 3. The vision, the darkness, the vision, not seeing. It's kind of interesting. I want to go here a minute, and I'm going to speak on a subject just for a couple minutes about false prophets, about the prophets in the day and age that we're living in. I get letters from big ministries all the time, nationwide ministries. And in these ministries, they have a prophetic word, but it costs $500. You send $500 and I'll give you the word. The word isn't for sale. Amen. Now, if they gave me the word, I would freely give the $500 if the Lord said to do it, but we're not to sell the word of God. And they're saying, "I've got something for you, but it's $300 for you to get it." Well, if it's $300 for me to get it, God doesn't want me to have it. God says, "Give it, it shall be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As you give, other men shall give in your bosoms." So we freely give, and our reward comes from heaven. So this isn't for sale. And some of the prophets of old were prophesying not according to the word of God. Let me say this to you. If it doesn't align with God's word, it's not from him. Amen? So he says in Micah chapter 3, verse number 5. He said, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouth, they even prepare war against him. Therefore, night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision. And it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine or speak or prophesy. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them." In other words, God isn't excusing this, okay? Just as there was a reward for the prophets of old, God will reward the prophets of today. Amen? The Lord just says to me, prophecy is to edify, to exhort, and to comfort the hearers. Now, when you have a word of prophecy, the word of prophecy should be coming forth to encourage somebody, to build them up, to comfort them. Amen? We comfort them by the preaching and teaching of the word. We prophesy the word of God. You know, I was visiting someone in jail today, and the individual was sharing with me how she got this good report. Because there was somebody in the jail pod with her that shared tarot cards with her. And that's how it was said. Well, that's witchcraft. Why would you want to participate in witchcraft? You're receiving that darkness. You know, a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. It's either if you either believe God in his word or not. So sometimes the people come in and he says, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen? Amen? So God doesn't want us to walk around in the day and age we're living in blind. He wants us to see. And he's given us the Spirit of God. And most of the time, when a word is spoken, if it doesn't align with his word, the Spirit will give you a check on it. Amen? Amen? I always have to have a check up from the neck up. Amen? I got to deal with this thing. Hallelujah. So he says also the visibility in Matthew chapter 6. Verse number 22. The word of God says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if that eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness? Amen. And what he's saying to us is, he's given us through Christ Jesus the victory. Amen. In Romans chapter 13, Romans 13, are you with me? Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Amen. The Apostle Paul warns us of the day and age we're living in. Verse number 11. He says, and that knowing the time, now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So first we find the darkness, the vision was darkened. The visibility isn't there, walking in darkness. But God, through Christ Jesus, has given us the victory. He says, until the day dawn, and the dawn, God's calling for the return. There's many that have drifted, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said he's going to wake up the sleeping bride. Amen. The church is the bride of Christ, and it's been in a slumber. It's been in a sleep. Some of them don't get to slumber as much as they want to. But the church in spiritual realm has been in a slumber, and he wants to wake them up. And there's a call to return. And Isaiah chapter 21. Isaiah 21. Verse number 11. And the prophet Isaiah says that the burden of Duma, or the burden of Edom, he calleth to me out of Seir, watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return. Come. Amen. In other words, God's calling for a return. Amen. I believe there's so many prodigals that are coming back to the Lord. Amen. Amen. He's going to bring them back. Amen. For what? They're going to usher in his return. Amen. He's standing at the door. He can return in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead of Christ shall arise, and those that are alive shall be caught up in the air to ever be with the Lord, to meet the Lord in the air, to ever be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. He says, comfort one another with these words. So no matter what you're going through, look at the one next to you and say, this is only temporary. God has an eternal plan and a purpose for every life. So when he says the rising, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. I like to sing this in the morning when I go out to the park, the first thing to run. I just remind myself as Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen? Amen? So he's also saying here to the respect, and the prophet Malachi, in Malachi chapter 4. Malachi 4. Verse number 2. The word of God says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves in a stall. How many ever raised a calf? Have you raised a calf? What did you do with that calf? You bottle fed it, right? You helped it grow. You just didn't put it out in the pasture.
We had to put our hands in the bucket and drink the milk through our fingers.
Through the fingers.
Yeah.
Amen? I remember when we were we moved from the city to the country, somebody gave Dad a calf. We had a barn and gave Dad a calf. So the calf's name was John Averill. Remember that? You remember John Averill? We didn't know anything about anything. I shared a story before. We had a family in our church, and we were raised in the city, and we weren't accustomed to some of the things in the country. And the Lances, a family in the church of the old church, they brought us a couple chickens. And they brought us chickens. They still had their feathers on them and everything, and their heads were cut off. And they brought us these two chickens. And they brought the mom and dad. We greeted the Lances. And when the Lances left, we took the two chickens up in the field, and we had a funeral. We buried the chickens. We gave it a great funeral. Amen. So when he's talking about calves in the field, grow up as calves in the stall, those little stories just reminded us. It was really funny because the church only had about 20 people, and there were 13 of them was us. You know, it was actually 11 of us. Amen? Amen. So he says that when the day star arises in your heart, I saw this in Jesus, even in the birth, in Matthew chapter 2. In verse number 2, he says, saying, where is he that was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Amen. The day star on high. I love what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1. What are we doing? We're taking the scripture and we're bringing understanding to the whole. Amen? The one scripture is packed. It's full. And sometimes when we're studying the word, sometimes the natural man thinks if I read a whole lot, I'm doing good. But the spiritual man wants to get understanding. Okay? We're studying to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So it isn't about the volume. It isn't about reading a whole lot, but it's about getting understanding. And when you read this scripture now on, you will never read it the same way any longer. Amen? Because God's adding something to you. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So God is doing something inside of every heart and in every life as we're breaking down the scripture. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, speaking about Jesus. And I was thinking about something today. Today is a beautiful day. I mean, it's like it's February and it's 75 degrees out today. You know, it was a beautiful day. And I was thinking about a star shining in the day. And the day star was the Son of God. And the sun and the S-U-N, like it's a day star that's shining bright and glorious. And sometimes when you're riding down the highway and that sun shines, you can't see anything because of the brightness of it. Amen. And when we're talking about the brightness of his glory, that doesn't even compare anything to the brightness of his glory. That sun in your eye. It's almost being sun blinded or light blinded because this body can't be in the presence of the Lord and the glory of God. That's why we have to be transformed into his image. That's why this corruptible must put on the incorruptible and this mortal must put on immortality, because we can't be in God's presence in the glory of the Lord because this body can't help it, can't handle it. Amen? Amen? So that brings us to the belief, and I believe that God's the Genesis to Revelations. So let's go to the end of the book. The end of the book in Revelation chapter 22. Verse number 16, Jesus speaking. He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let them take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. He which testify these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, to me, when I read that, it sounds like to me God is serious about his word. Amen. And if God is serious about his word, then we ought to be serious about it also. Amen. It isn't just another book to read. It's a living book. Amen. It's a living word. It's alive and active. I've seen the word transform, change things in the midst. I've seen the word of God change hearts, change lives. I've seen the word of God heal people. I've seen God, the word of God raise the dead. I've seen God do signs and wonders and miracles by his word because it's alive and active, and we're alive and well because we're in him. Amen. And he's in us. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not about us any longer. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. In the life I now live, I live by the Spirit of God, which quickens me and gives me life. Come on, is anybody alive in here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen and amen. So I was reminded in Acts 26, the discovery, as Saul, well, as Paul's, he's on the road to Damascus. He's on the road to Damascus, and he's telling of this story. But what I want to focus your attention to is what Jesus said in verse number 18 of Acts 26. Paul's before King Agrippa, and he's sharing his testimony. Amen? How many has a testimony? How many has God done something in your life? He didn't do it in your life just for your benefit. He did it in your life for the benefit of others. Amen? In other words, it's just not about us. It's about what he does in us that blesses others. And Jesus said this. He said, he's sending the word to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan into God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by faith, which is in me. So tonight, our scripture references, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as you'll do a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. We looked at the darkness, what happened with false prophecy. The vision was clouded. There was no visibility. But God has given us the victory through Christ Jesus. The dawn of a new day is upon us. He's calling us to return to him with our whole hearts, for that he's going to rise in up in and through us, and to respect him at his word. The day star, the birth, the brightness, and the belief. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That's one of my favorite words. You know that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what amen means? According to God's word, so be it. So be it. So when I speak the word and I say amen, I'm saying so be it. So be it. So be it. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't have to stand, if you can't, but if you want to, you can lift your hands. You don't want to, you don't have to, but I love just surrendering to the Lord. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call of God that's upon their lives. The call of God is irrevocable. It changes not. So, Father, I thank you for the word that was spoken tonight, Father God. Lord, may it be digested, may it be applied to our hearts and lives, Father God. And may we run it out, Father God. May we walk it out in victory, Father God. I thank you for every man and woman in this room, Father God. I thank you that they're anointed and they're appointed for a time such as now. So, Father, we say in the name of Jesus and we pray, may God arise in and through us, and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Love one another. Hallelujah.